It's Kevin Walker with voiceofmuscatine.com, Elf on the Shelf, Adler Theater, two shows Saturday, 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, tickets available for both shows. I'm talking to one of the cast members in the show, Jack Sobolewski. Jack, tell me, when you were growing up as a little kid, I know you're only 12, but when you were younger, did you have an Elf on the Shelf in your household?
We did have an Elf on the Shelf. I had an Elf on the Shelf. I got him for my 5th birthday, and my birthday's on December 1st, but our Elf always came on December 1st because it like started the Christmas season. So it was perfect because we put him out that first day in December, and then he was with us for the rest of the Christmas season, and he left. But I named my Elf Sam because I was 5, and I don't think I was very creative. But, you know.
Leap forward a few years, and now you're in a production. Tell me about the show. What's it about? If people are coming, there are two shows this weekend, 2 p.m., 6 p.m. at the Adler Theater. Tickets are still available. Get them at the box office. Get them at Ticketmaster.com. Give us a little synopsis of what they can expect to see this weekend.
So the Elf on the Shelf of Christmas musical transports audience to the North Pole for a look into at the magical lives of Santa's Scout Elf. The show features an original story with original songs that can only be seen at the Elf on the Shelf of Christmas. The story centers around a Scout Elf who has to help his new human family remember the importance of Christmas cheer.
Is it one of those shows where it kind of reminds the person that's watching what the season's really about?
Yeah. So I'm part of the family that this Scout Elf watches over. My character's name is Evan, and he receives, along with his brother, an Elf on the Shelf from his grandpa. And this family is dealing with the loss of their father. And so it's the first time they're celebrating Christmas since his passing. So the mother and the grandfather have all the intentions of setting an incredible Christmas for their three kids.
I mean, how did you get into the show? Have you been doing theater, obviously, for a couple of years? Or is it like, hey, I want to try this, and you tried out and you got into the show? Tell me about how you got into the show.
Right. So I was doing community theater for about 4 years at a place in New York where I live. This is my first national tour. And I originally auditioned for a different character in the show, the character who's my brother. And I got called back, and then I didn't get it, which was fine because in this industry, I think dealing with rejection is just something you're going to have to go along with. But then a couple months later, my mom got a call from my manager, and he was like, hey, they need to recast Evan. Immediately, can you guys make this work? And my mom said yes. So I went and I auditioned maybe a week or two later. And then a week or two after that, I found out I got the part.
That's cool. So how do you balance school with being on a nationally touring show? I mean, obviously, you're not home for days at a time. How do you balance that?
So we have a tutor on set who helps us keep along with our school. We do about 3 hours of school each day to keep us along with tour and school, you know, kind of bounce that. And it's really fun. It's kind of a lot more fun than normal school because we get to do school in different places.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite subject in school? What do you like to study?
I really like English.
Suddenly, you're in this big production that's touring the country. You're going to be here in Davenport at the Adler Theater coming up this weekend, a couple shows. What's that like?
I didn't really know what to think about it because it was my first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I just went in completely. I don't know what I thought. I just kind of thought this is really happening. And then when we got in, I don't know. I was very pleasantly surprised by what the experience.
It's a lot of work, I imagine.
It's definitely a lot of work, but it's fun work because it's what I enjoy the most. I mean, I think anything can change in the future, but as of right now, I would say I'd like to be an actor for the remainder of my life.
Nice. Do you like to sing and dance as well, or is the acting part of it like really your favorite?
I mean, I was definitely a singer first, and then I guess acting and dancing kind of tied into it. Recently, I really started with my dancing. With the pandemic, I took time to really focus on it. And then once the pandemic was kind of lifting a little bit, I got back into dance classes. And I have really, really enjoyed getting to expands my staff.
Yeah, the Elf on the Shelf show is, I imagine, I saw a clip that's posted on the website at voiceofmuscatine.com along with a link to get tickets. It appears to be very visually exciting. I think it's a show where kids who love the Elf on the Shelf story, it seems to be very visually appealing. Tell us a little bit about like what we're going to see and what kind of, you know, it's just a lot of color, a lot of sound. I mean, without giving away a lot of the plot or the storyline, tell us a little bit more about what we're going to see if we're at the show on Saturday.
Right. You can expect to see original songs with original choreography. It's a super fun and super bright show that everyone in the family can enjoy.
Jack, I got to tell you, you do really well with this. I assume this is not your first interview.
It actually is my first interview in a while.
Really? You do really well. You're prepared. You know what you're talking about. You could always do radio if you needed to. You could host an Elf on the Shelf podcast, and then you could be like, I'm in the show, and I'm also hosting a podcast about the show. You could do that.
That'd be cool.
Hey, at 12, you got your whole life ahead of you. So I really appreciate you sharing a little bit about the show. We're excited. I know my daughter's excited to see the show on Saturday. So it's 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock at the Adler Theater. It's the Elf on the Shelf. Tickets still available. And if you want to see Jack and the rest of the crew, we also have some tickets to win. Go to voiceofmuscatine.com for that information. Jack, I appreciate it. I know you're probably traveling between cities right now. I appreciate you checking in, and I'm excited and looking forward to seeing the show on Saturday.
Great. We're so excited to have you.